Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Matty Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Landrum moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Landrum moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cardwell. Keene moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene moves to third. Hiller moves to second. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landrum bunts towards third. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardwell moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-0 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene strikes out. Thacker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Keene out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Thacker strikes out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardwell hits a line drive into right field. Alou picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alou. Rogers moves to third. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou bunts towards the mound. Cardwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hiller reaches second base with a double. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hiller scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Billy O'Dell pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. O'Dell moves to second. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Alou scores. O'Dell moves to third. Mays moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. O'Dell scores. Mays moves to third. Alou moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Giants. Freddie Burdett now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda now playing first base. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Harvey Keene now playing left field. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 2 in the game. Thacker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Billy Ott pinch hits for Freddie Burdett. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers scores. Thacker moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Landrum hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Girard now pitching. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hiller moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hubbs scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Giants. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Girard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gerard, and towards Rogers, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Davenport moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davenport moves to third. Tom Haller pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thacker hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Dave Girard. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Lou Brock now playing center field. Don Landrum now playing right field. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. 1 out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keene moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. Alou moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Alou moves to third. Cepeda moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Alou steals home. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. Davenport moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Landrum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landrum moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.